Ante Up is your poker magazine dedicated to the everyday player and their poker rooms. Pick up a free copy at your favorite poker room nationwide each month. But Ante Up is much more than a magazine. Visit anteupmagazine.com daily for breaking news and each week download our award-winning poker cast. Join us on our action-packed poker cruises to exotic destinations and find special deals on Ante Up gear and great poker products at anteupstore.com. Ante Up. It's your poker magazine.
From the WDAE Sports Animal Studios in Tampa, Florida, it's the Ante Up PokerCast. And now here are two guys who think they know how to play poker, Chris Cosenza and Scott Long.
It's October 25th, 2013. You're listening to the best, the most mobile poker cast on the planet. I'm Chris Cosenza.
And I'm Scott Long.
We have two very special guests with us today, Lauren Finkelstein, and we also have Neil Lawson, our big-time tournament champion, Neil Lawson, here. He took down the team championship yesterday and then just chopped the survivor, right? Is that true?
That's right.
Correct?
That's
we don't really chop a survivor. You share a survivor.
Well, what's interesting is somebody, hey, you want to talk a chop? Well, we've already decided on chop. It's going to be the top five.
That's right.
You chop on whether you want to or not.
Say that it's Neil Lawson's birthday, too.
So I was going to get
to that. Sing again because that gets ridiculous.
Yeah, we've only
sung that 16 times. I don't know if you guys can afford the royalties.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. We don't want to put that on the show. Right. But we are aboard the Explorer of the Seas. We left Bermuda yesterday. Was it yesterday? Yeah. Late yesterday afternoon. Did we all go ashore? Did we all have a good time?
Yeah, absolutely.
Great time.
What'd you do? Did you do anything good?
We went snorkeling. My wife Karen had never been snorkeling before, and I haven't been since I was a kid, so it was cool to go and see the coral.
Did you see the big parrotfish, too? I heard there were a lot of big parrotfish in the water.
I saw a lot of small fish.
You always saw small fish?
I saw a lot of small fish.
I'd be scared if I saw a parrotfish.
Horseshoe Bay, there were like parrotfish that were like 2.5-3 feet, all really bright, bright teal blue and stuff, so that was pretty cool.
So the parrotfish go, this is really expensive.
They repeat everything you say.
Don't come back to Bermuda.
No, I saw a lot more fish on the boat than I did in the sea.
That was funny. We did the one of those midnight cruises or the glass bottom cruises, you know, and on the way back, the fish were just popping out of the water because they were afraid of the boat, you know? I mean, all you need was a net, and you could have had, like, a nice little sardine sandwich or something. I mean, it was crazy. But it's one of the first times I've actually... It was the first time I've ever been to Bermuda, but it was one of the few times I actually got off the ship because I like to relax on these cruises. I don't like to really explore that much, but there's a couple times I got off the ship. Scott saw me off the ship, almost had a heart attack.
I saw you getting off the ship, but I couldn't believe it.
I know, no one believes it.
We got on the ship, Chris is getting off, and I'm like, oh my gosh, what did my partner do? What did he do to get kicked off this ship?
I was thinking the cruise ship must be sinking or something. Like the rats are leaving the ship.
So you guys having a good time this week?
I'm having a great time. Yeah. I've always listened to you talking about the cruises, but they're always, you know, far away from me. And this one left from New York, which is local. I was like, that's it. I'm doing it.
Excellent.
And we're going to fly to go on other ones. This is just so much fun.
Sweet. Very good. Excellent. And, of course, Neil, you're, you know, status quo for you. Show up on a cruise with us and
exactly.
Win a tournament.
A bunch of money. So, do you know how many you've been on? I'm quite certain, aside from our staff, you probably are our most frequent passenger. I just don't know the count off the top.
I don't know exactly. 9 or 10. And you know, the thing is, I had never even been on a cruise before Ante Up.
Oh, wow.
And
really?
I've never been on any other cruise other than Ante Up.
Loyalty, baby.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you go on 4 times a year. I mean, what else are you going to go on a cruise?
There's always so much Neil can win at the Royal Caribbean Poker Tournament if we're not here to supply him with a steady stream of ATMs.
Well, my week got kicked off in a peculiar way. I've been wanting to share this story. You know, my wife and Scott's wife generally check all the passengers in. If my wife's not here, Laura will do it. And then if Laura's not here, Jeannie does it, whatever. So Scott and Laura went to go get, like, lunch. And Jeannie and I were down here checking people in. And this is literally the first hour that we're here, 2 hours. And Jeannie says, well, I have to go use the restroom. I said, oh, no problem. I tell me what to do, you know, and I know how to do it. But make sure I get everything covered. So she leaves. And the minute she leaves... A guy about, I would say, about 23 or 24, right, has a yarmulke on the back of his head and white shirt, white collared shirt and black pants, walks in. He's like, yeah, is this the place? And I said, is the place for what? You know, what are you looking for? And he said, well, we're meeting a bunch of people. And I said, are you with the poker group? And he said, no, I'm not with the poker group. I said, okay, well, this is for our special poker group, Ante Up. We have, you know, all kinds of players coming in playing poker. And, oh, this is where you play poker. And I said, well, if you're with our group, you know. So, okay, we're supposed to be meeting, though, in a special place. And I said, well, maybe you're meeting in the board of directors room. That's over there to the right. I said, our people didn't acquire that room for our special group, so all we have is this room. So maybe that's your group. And he says, where is it? I said, it's down the hall to the right. You know, you'll look out there, you'll see it's over to the right. He goes, oh, okay, thanks. So he disappears. And then about maybe 15, 20 seconds later, Jeannie, my wife, starts to walk back in, and he walks in, like, right next to her, and they walk in together. And he walks up to me now. Now I'm sitting at the table over by the door, and he's like, so this is where the poker is, right? And I said, yeah, are you with the poker group? He says, no, I just... And now he's walking close to me. He gets literally like a foot away from me. I'm sitting down. He's standing up in front of the poker table. He says, I just wanted to thank you for your help. He shakes my hand and then kisses it 3 times.
You're engaged now.
I think I'm married to someone. Mazel tov, right? He walked in, kissed the back of my hand 3 times, and then put his forehead on it, like, 3 times.
Should have introduced him to Neil. He's going to try to cuddle with everybody at our final table today.
That was how my week started. A man proposed to me or something. I don't know. But he kissed my hand 3 times and then shook my hand. And
I think that's a nice way to express thanks.
I was like flattered, you know. But Jeannie's like, do I have to worry, you know, about anything here? What's going on? I said, I don't know.
And I disagree that it's a nice way to express thanks. It's just on a cruise ship, everybody's so germaphobe.
Yeah.
You know? We got Purell coming out of every corner of the ship. So.
Well, but from now on, you'd have a cruise husband.
That's right. You know, usually you see the sign swingers come to suite, you know, 7986 or something. But this time is a little different. So that's how my week started. And it's gone downhill from there, I think. So how have you guys been doing on the ship? Have you been playing well? I know Neil's won. Lauren, what do you think of the action and how you've been playing?
Oh, the action's been great. I did a couple of Lee Child's cash classes, uh-huh. which I really enjoyed. And then I went to the tables, and I was trying to put some of that stuff to good use.
Very good.
I won a little bit of money. For the whole cruise, I'm down a little bit, but not a significant amount. So
you got one night left.
Night left to cash out.
Right. Gap on there.
Up or down a buy-in or two, and I consider that break even.
All right, very good. And Neil, now you've been playing cash as well, right?
That's right.
You play 1-3 or 2-5?
2-5.
You played 2-5 this week? Because we had a pretty steady
session last night.
That's great.
Yeah.
We had a pretty steady 1-3, 2-5 game going. The hoe wasn't as popular this week. We had it two or three times.
Which one was the hoe? Was that Mary or...
Strike that from the record.
That was Lauren who said that.
Yeah, that was definitely Lauren.
Just make sure.
That was the 3-6 hoe that we were talking about, not the personal hoe that you were looking for.
Well, this is just how, you know, when people get on the ship and you just know they're going to have a good cruise. I always know when Neil comes in that he's going to have a good cruise. I need to stay out of the way because this is how good he's running. He comes on. I asked him, like, the day before the team tournament or the morning of. I'm like, hey, do you have a team, Neil? He's like, no, I don't have a team yet, but I'm trying to work out something. And, of course, then he finds a team and then wins the whole thing himself.
Yep.
For the team.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Which really was two teams.
That's what you get for not taking me. I'm just telling you.
And so Neil, of course, will be on the cover of our next issue with the rest of his team, a real fun group, the Fatties group.
Yep. I knew they were going to be a good group. I was excited to have them back on board. I mean, I have some of them back on board, and other ones back on board. But real fun group. So
nice little partnership.
Glad Neil was there to help them out.
Yeah,
I have to say, everyone on the cruise, all the poker players, there hasn't been someone that I wouldn't want to play with. Everyone's been really nice and competitive, but there have been no jerks.
Yeah.
Well, other than the guys running the thing.
Of course.
But, you know, that's one thing I was thinking this trip, too. I mean, it's a small thing, but it's an important thing that I was watching a game the other night, and I was playing in a sit-and-go, but I was listening to the table next to it, and everybody was, like, laughing and joking around and playing 1-3 and just having a good time. And you don't see that very often in casinos, I don't think.
No, definitely not in casinos. I mean, unless it's one of those everybody's a buddy and there's collusion and everything, you know. But generally when you get 10 strangers together in Las Vegas, it's not that kind of amicable situation.
No, it's a very much like a home game feel. I have to say, I always love playing live poker because win or lose, I'm always having a good time.
Right.
You know, and I've busted 3 buy-ins and I've still had a good time live poker. It's one of the things I like about live over online. Online, there's nothing fun about losing. It's barely fun winning.
Yeah.
But this is it's a great time.
You know, probably the thing that I love the most about the Antioch cruises, you know, people always tell them, I'm going on a cruise in a couple of weeks, and they're like, yeah, you've got to afford to go on a cruise. I said, no, you know, I make money and I can cover the cruise, and I always come back with money, you know, even after all expenses. And they're like, yeah, whatever. I'm like, really, I really do. But the real reason I love these cruises is the networking. You meet so many people, and I've become really, really good friends with quite a few people from the cruises.
That's right. Yeah.
Stay in touch with them. We stay in touch through Facebook. I'm good friends with quite a few of them, and this cruise is no exception. I've met 3 or 4 people that I know that we're going to be friends long term, and it's a lot of fun. That's probably, to me, the thing I love the most, is the social aspect of it. We're all here, we all enjoy poker, but then we kind of get in and we talk and joke, and it's not overly competitive, you know, to the point where I hate that guy because he sucked out on me, blah, blah, blah. But just a lot of great people. Really, really good people.
And you were saying, too, before, right before the cruise, you actually got together with the Fatties guys. You flew into New York early and went up to their club and met with them and saw them and stuff. Exactly. And that's just a relationship that you'll probably have for life now.
Absolutely. I had met Mike on an earlier cruise and was able to do that. The other part is that I'm a real... I study very hard in poker. I take poker very serious. And so I always, always participate in the trainings. And I have since the beginning. And... you know, you're never at a place where you can't learn.
Right.
Never.
Right.
And my advice to people is, I don't care how good you think you are. I don't care how advanced you think you are. You can always learn something. Poker, to me, is an ever-evolving, ever-changing field. A lot like defenses and offenses in football.
Right.
They're always rotating and changing. Every few years, there's a little, there's this and that. And it's the same with poker. And you've got to keep up with it. And one of the best ways is when you have these pros on and you're sitting in with the classes and he's telling you the latest and the greatest. And maybe you haven't heard that yet. You know, it kind of filters down. But the trainings are always great. And I always love the people that are taking the trainings as well, because they're in the same boat I am. They're always looking for something to improve their game.
Right.
Yeah, I'm curious what you think about this, Neil, too, because we had probably on this cruise easily more than a fourth of our passengers are repeats, probably more, to be honest. And I think one of the things I found myself noticing is watching how these players' games have improved from cruise to cruise. Because I remember, I'm not some TJ Cloutier that says I remember playing with everyone for the last 87 years I've been on this earth, but I remember how people play, and then when I get them back on the cruise, and it's interesting to see how the games change, and I kind of assume that you'd notice that as well.
Absolutely, and what's amazing to me is you can see the progression that some people have, and some people play the exact same way they did 4 years ago, which that is regression. They've actually regressed, whereas they really dominated tables 2 or 3 years ago, now we're not. And the reason is because they've never improved. They've never evolved with the game.
Right.
They've stayed the same. And you cannot stay the same in this game without regression. You just can't.
No. I mean, the game may come around to them in 10 years, or by then it'll be broke.
the other thing I love about poker, and I think I mentioned this on the show before, too, that there's always something new that comes up that you've never seen before, no matter how much poker you've played. And on this cruise, is the first time I've ever seen someone get eliminated from a tournament twice with pocket aces.
Wow.
I'm trying to think of a more brutal kick in the teeth.
That's a I don't ever want to play poker again kind of
and
thing.
And both of them, to make it even worse, both of them were against pairs.
So they lost a set or a flush?
Pre-flop.
Oh, wow. That's brutal.
Which is amazing. I mean, because it was a re-entry tournament. Boom, got knocked out, re-entered 4 hands later, flipped over pocket aces, gone.
Wow.
I can't imagine it more, other than maybe getting knocked out of the tournament 3 times with pocket aces.
We see aces get beat all the time. It's the most common story. The thing that I saw that you don't usually see was someone got all-in pre-flop. 2 people got all-in pre-flop in a tournament, and we were fairly short-stacked. One of them had 6-4, and the other one had 4-deuce, and you think they're going to chop the pot, and actually, the 6 played. So it ended up the guy with 4-deuce got eliminated, and the guy with 6-high stayed in the tournament.
And I just wondered if a 3-high flush. That's hard to do, too.
Oh, man. That's crazy.
It's a 2-high flush.
Well, it's weird. Usually when I come on these cruises, I do well in the hole, and then I'll do okay in no-limit hold'em, but if I'm going to lose anywhere, it's no-limit hold'em. This time, I actually lost playing hole and crushed playing no-limit hold'em. It's the weirdest thing. But I had a situation with one of the players that I really have a real soft spot for, and this player had lost some money to me already, a bunch, and I had raised with pocket nines and flopped a set, and I knew this person had like top pair, and I bet just to make this person go away, and that person raised, and then I just said, I'm going to shove here, and hopefully this person will fold and not lose any more money to me, and they were going to call. And I talked the person out of a call because I just didn't want that person to lose any more money. You know, I wanted them to enjoy the experience and stuff. And I'm just, that's why, the reason I bring it up is, would you guys ever do that? I think I started talking to you a little bit about it last night, Lauren, but would you guys ever do that because you care for that person and you're not, it's not like you're soft playing them, but you just don't want them to.
I would do it if I was running the cruise and it was more important to me that everyone was having a good time. I'm not there to like try to take everyone's money. You're running the event.
Right.
I see that. If I'm ever in that, when I'm at the table just playing, I'd never do that.
Right.
That's what we're there for. If you start to soft play someone, you know, my mom hates me because I've done it to her. No, she forgave me.
Because that's what I was taking into consideration. I was taking the business into consideration. I wasn't.
Yeah.
And not so much that she's a friend or whatever, but I just thought, well, you know, I made a ton of money tonight, and obviously it's not her night. You know, what am I going to gain by filting this person again in front of everybody or whatever? So
I
sort of talked her out of it.
On the last cruise where it wasn't really someone that I liked or disliked. And it was a guy that he had the money to burn, but for whatever reason, him and I got into a hand, and his wife/girlfriend walks in the middle of the hand. And on the turn, I hit the nuts. And I bet, and I said to him, sir, don't bet. I have the nuts. He didn't believe me. I said, sir, I have the nuts. I'll show you. He didn't believe me. And he sat there and hemmed and hawed. And I was like, dude, really? You know, I guess it was, there was plenty in the pot already. I didn't want him to push his whole stack, which is exactly what I thought he was going to do. Especially with his girlfriend or wife walking right up, right in the middle of the hand.
Yeah.
So I had this kind of soft moment kind of thing. You know, like I said, there was enough in the pot. Sure enough, he called me. And, of course, you know, the river was nothing for him. And I said, I am checking the board. Do not bet. I will show you my hand. And he still hemmed and hawed. Finally, he folded or checked and showed him my hand, and he just, you know, went on and on and on about how he just knew that I was conning him and this and that, which, you know, and that wasn't the case at all.
Yeah.
I guess I could do the reverse psychology on him, but that wasn't the play at all.
That does make sense, though. I mean, when you were doing it last night, I wasn't entirely sure. When you kept telling it, saying, I'll show you what I have.
Yeah.
Fold. I'll show you what I had. I didn't know if you were trying to trap her. You know, the psychology, because we all get into the psychology.
Yeah,
I think
it's hard to tell if someone
yeah.
is like being nice versus, you know, trying to be tricky.
I was hoping that she would figure it out because of who I am in relation to this company.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm not going to embarrass her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I would never do that to any one of our guests. So I'm trying to say to her, and I think she figured it out because
yeah.
she started to go in with it. And I was like, do what you want to do, but I'm telling you, I will show you, and I don't want you to lose any more money. And she finally was like, all right, well, I got top, and she turned over ace jack, and I was like, okay, here's my set. And I saved her, you know, $80 or whatever it was, you know, and she got to play the rest of the night instead of going back to the room and not play or whatever, so.
Well, you know, my personality is I don't like those kind of edges and angles anyway. I just don't.
Yeah.
You know, I know anything goes in poker, blah, 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 but to me, there's a line that I have, and I will not play that game. I will try to not. I will not manipulate you
yeah.
that way, on any level, tournaments, cash. It's not worth it to me to get you to play by me manipulating that kind of your emotion.
Yeah, you can be a successful player by playing a friendly game. You don't need to do that to
shoot the angles. Yeah, I agree. And I know plenty of people that do.
Right.
But
I mean,
it takes a fire.
But, you know, I think it speaks more to what we were talking about. I mean, we have some regulars. I don't want anybody to think the whole crew's the regulars.
Right.
It's about a fourth. But I think our regulars kind of help set the tempo or the mood of the whole room, I think, in
yeah.
general. That, you know, there's a reason you're back, Neil, every time. You enjoy yourself. You enjoy, you know, what we're doing here and the people we bring on, and I think that's contagious to people. When they sit down and they realize this is not a cutthroat game. You know, people want to win money, don't get me wrong, and they're going to, but really they're here just to have a good time.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong either. If it was a regular casino and I sat down with whoever it was, my mom, right. You know, we all know we're all here for one reason only, but when we're here for vacation and into business and whatever, I don't want anybody to just go broke. That's why
and
I did that.
Like you had said, if it had been me, you would have totally stacked me.
Yeah, I probably would have stacked you. Because I know the limits that you play, I know the type of player you are, and I know that we're poker players, we understand.
Yeah.
But that other situation, just to me, was just a unique situation. I just
exactly.
said, you know. But it was fun. I mean, like I said, I walked away with a lot of money at that table that night, so it felt good. But I didn't want to embarrass anybody or make anybody go broke. So I just want to know what you guys would have done if you might have done the same thing. Now, like you said, if you were in my situation is what I really wanted mm-hmm. to know. Not because a regular game, you just take everybody's money as much as you can. That's what you're there for. So.
Well, you know, but sometimes when you're playing at a regular game and someone seems really nice, you know, we've all had the tendency, like a lot of people slow play against women. A lot of guys, soft play,
yeah.
Against women, because we have a mentality of, you know, either you're being gentlemen or whatever. Meanwhile, they'll take all of your money.
Yeah, that's right.
But we all, you know, you play with someone who seems nice, and yeah, sometimes you have to fight the mentality of not wanting to like just take all someone's money because you're trying to keep it all friendly. But that's not what you're there for. That's not the way the game goes.
Right, and in some of the cases, too, you don't want to discourage somebody because they're the person who is actually funding your bankroll over a long period of time.
Right.
So you want them to only lose a little bit at a time to you, and then that way they'll stick around, too. Not that this is that situation, but that's another reason why you wouldn't want to just discourage somebody. You know, tapping on the aquarium kind of thing. So, what else, Scott? Anything else you want to talk about this week?
We try something new all the time. We did a team tournament. We tried an open-faced Chinese this time. I think our first time, it was fun. We figured out how to do it better next time. My wife made a final table.
Yeah.
Didn't get any money. But John Somsky, our Minnesota ambassador, made a final table. Didn't get any money, I don't think. Or maybe he did.
Maybe he did. That was great to meet him, too, for my first time. You guys had met him before.
Yeah, that's what's funny, too, is we got on the ship, and I saw John, and he's like, oh, no, and also... Nuance, who's been on a cruise before too, and I keep forgetting that these folks are been on the cruises that you haven't been on.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, I can't wait to meet Chris. I'm like, meet Chris?
Yeah.
Where am I, Chris? And I'm like, wow. But don't get too excited, it's Chris. It's cool to see them, you know, finally putting faces to names and stuff.
Just remember, people kiss my hand when they see me. All right, don't forget our show will be back to its normal format next week with O'Malley's Move and all the other good stuff. So, guys, Lauren, Neil, thanks for joining us today. I'm glad you came with us
this week
and look forward to seeing you on some more cruises in the future.
Remember to go to AnnieUpCruises.com and join us in the future. And you know Neil's going to be there.
That's absolutely right. I'm Chris Cosenza.
And I'm Scott Lauren.
We'll see you at the tables.
Annie Up is a production of AnnieUpMagazine.com and is recorded at WDAE 620 AM in Tampa. Contact us at podcast@AnnieUpMagazine.com or call our hotline at 813-448-1120. If you'd like to advertise, send us an email at advertising@AnnieUpMagazine.com or call 727-331-4335. Some music used in this episode comes courtesy of the PodSafe Music Network.